Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Looking ahead, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, looking ahead, and hopefully things can only get better, because it wasn't great for the Irish golfers at the PGA Championship yesterday. No, Rory McIlroy, 10 shots behind. Reporting is Greg Allen.
It's one of the more curious first round leaderboards of any major championship in recent times, with a stark absence of any of the world's top 10 players in the top 15. And then there's all of 97 players separating the Masters champion from the summit of the first round standings, because Rory McIlroy, on one of his favourite golf courses, posted his worst round at Quail Hollow since 2018, a 3 over par 74. Very few parts of his game looked sharp, in particular the driver was errant, and he holed just one putt over 6 feet all day, and that leaves him needing possibly a round in the 60s today just to make the cut. Three drop shots in the first seven holes left Shane Lowry also struggling on a course that he holds little affection for, and though he fought back quite well after that, a bogey on his final hole left him with a 2 over par 73, the same score incidentally as Paddy Carrington, with Seamus Power shooting a 1 over 72. Late in the day came the best round of the five strong Irish contingent, as 22-year-old Tom McKibben did his first PGA Championship, shooting a 1 under par 70. Probably he was the only Irishman really happy with his work on day one.
Very happy today at an under par round. I think that's my first time shooting under par in a major, so I do expect that of myself, very sort of high standards, but it's also very difficult as well. It's very easy to go out there and shoot a high number.
So Tom McKibben on one under is 6 shots off the leader, Venezuela's Jonathan Vegas, who birdied 5 of his last 6 holes to lead the field by 2 strokes on 7 under par after a 64, while 2 birdies in his last 3 holes saw the world number one Scottie Scheffler shoot a 2 under par 69.
Thanks, Greg. In soccer, 17-year-old Lamine Yamal was again the star as Barcelona clinched the Spanish league title last night, beating their neighbours Espanyol 2-0. He scored a wonderful goal and set up the second. Meanwhile, the top two teams here in the League of Ireland Premier Division face tricky away games tonight. Shamrock Rovers go to Waterford and Derry City are in Drogheda, who are just 2 points behind them. Elsewhere, it's Bohemians versus Shelburne, Galway United versus Sligo, and St Pat's versus Cork City, who named Ger Nash as their new manager yesterday. Top game in the First Division sees second place Cove Ramblers host the leaders Dundalk. With 2 games in the English Premier League, Aston Villa versus Tottenham and Chelsea versus Manchester United. In rugby, it's the final round of games in the URC regular season. Ulster go to Edinburgh, while Munster have a huge game against Benetton and Cork. Any kind of win for Munster would be enough for them to get a playoff spot that they need, but if they lose, they could miss out on European Champions Cup rugby next season, which would be disastrous. We'll have full match commentary on Radio 1 Extra with Michael Corcoran and Donal Lennon. How do you get Radio 1 Extra? Well, amongst the options, the RTE radio app, the RTE website, or Serviu. In Gaelic games, big crowd expected in Longford tonight. Louth meet Mayo in the All-Ireland Under-20 football semi-final. Louth hoping to build on the success of their senior team last weekend. And Thurles is the venue for the Munster Minor Hurling Final, where Cork meet Waterford. Meanwhile, Shane Walsh returns to the Galway football team for their big All-Ireland group game against Dublin tomorrow. And what about the weekend hurling? Well, here with his preview is Donal O'Cusack.
Tough fall to Hurling Nation, Des. We know that the GA's approach to the game is faced in Nuvagus Gurta Morag, and this weekend is an all-you-can-eat special. We've 5 big provincial games, and for dessert, a nice Joe McDonough cup tie. Leinster might not be epic, but it has decent storylines. Antrim travelled to Salt Hill. Davies' team were beaten at home by Dublin last weekend. We think that was their final chance of an ambush under the Black Mountain, Galway to win. Later, Wexford welcome Offaly to the sunny South East. Sadly, Offaly's summer so far has been full of clouds, with disappointing exits for the minor and under 20 teams. Barring a miracle in Wexford Park, Offaly's year comes down to next weekend against Antrim. On Sunday, the Leinster segment of the menu was completed when Dublin travelled to Kilkenny. We thought that the change of manager in Dublin might mean that they would tread water this year, but they look like they know what they're doing, and better still, they're doing it with pace. Kilkenny will be the stiffest test yet. Dublin gave Kilkenny a fair rattle in the corresponding game last year before collapsing in the Leinster final. They look better this year, but might have to endure another narrow defeat this weekend. And to Munster, go back to the beginning. The Munster Championship was to be 3 works in progress, battling it out behind 2 All-Ireland champions. Clare were still wearing the crown, Limerick were still feeling undressed without it. Clare and Cork played past the parcel with hype, Tipperary and Waterford were hoping for the break that might break open third place. A few episodes down the line and all talk of hype is gone, and so are Clare, almost. Often in Munster, Limerick have been the storyline. Injuries, suspensions, would they be caught this time? And always they freed themselves. This year, there's been the wonder cure of the greatest goalkeeper of his generation and the smooth blending in of some proper young talents. The old faces don't look so old. They play Cork on Sunday. Cork beat them twice last year. What are either team's chances of beating each other twice or more this year? Limerick are at home. We'll go with Limerick to win the battle on Sunday, but the 2025 war will be far from over between these two. Tip and Waterford scrap out the other game in Simple Stadium. A win for any of these two cements third place. This is going to be a rollercoaster game. Waterford have impressed, but there's a bit of buzz around Tipperary hurling at the moment. Darren McCarthy is back, they're on their own grass, and we expect Tip to win.
That's down low. Great games to look forward to. We'll have them all on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport. In racing, Aidan O'Brien still has faith in Derby prospects of the Lion in winter, despite the horse only finishing sixth in the Dante Stakes at York. O'Brien says the horse will benefit greatly from the run. That race won by 18-1 shot Pride of Arras. And at home, Henry de Bromhead enjoyed a treble at Clonmel. And today's action is at Kilbeggan and Leopardstown.
All right, Des, thank you for that. And we'll have more from Des in just under an hour's time.